Okay, we've got great speakers this morning. I have the honor of introducing some really great people. The first one is Paul Romano, coming from Sugar Land. He's a partner with Romano and Sumner. And Paul, his practice focuses on trust, estate, and guardianship litigation, as well as administration of probate, guardianships, trusts, and estate planning. And he's also board certified in estate planning and probate law. So welcome, Paul Romano.
Good morning. So I was having dinner with my wife last night, and we were musing about, why does someone get chosen to be the 8 a.m. speaker? And I figured it was either because the topic is so interesting that it's going to pull people in the door on time, or it's because it's so boring they want to make sure that anybody who's here is awake, you know, first thing in the morning. And judging by the attendance, I'm going with the former. So, evidence and guardianship proceedings. I needed a good picture for my presentation opening, and I saw a presentation by Judge Simino a while back, and he used artificial intelligence for his photos or his pictures. And so I decided to do the same. I've been an early adopter of artificial intelligence. I started using it as soon as it came out. I realized that, you know, you got to be careful because it makes mistakes, but it is very, very helpful. And it was helpful with my presentation. So I turned to the ChatGPT image generator program. I think I paid $20 a month for ChatGPT. I mean, for legal research, I use Case Text, and which has now been bought by Westlaw. And so now it's Westlaw. And by the way, it kind of ticked me off because, you know, when I was doing my presentation, I'd say, well, I need to see Rule 403. And I would try to do it in ChatGPT, and it says, well, I can't. It would give me some weird reason why it couldn't give me the actual text of the rule. And so I typed in, I was like, are you not giving me the rule because Westlaw and Lexis have paid you not to give me these rules? And essentially the answer that I got back was yes. So beware. But anyway, so I threw I threw evidence and guardianship proceedings into the ChatGPT image generator. I said, this is all I typed in, the rules of evidence and guardianship proceedings. And it came up with this picture, which that's pretty good. What I used to do with my presentations is I would scour the internet. I would type something like that in, and I would scour the pictures that came up, and probably they were copyright protected, and so I shouldn't have been doing that, using those in my presentation. So this is much better. This presentation is about the rules of evidence as they apply in guardianship proceedings. Now, this presentation is only 30 minutes, so I'm going to hit some highlights. The paper, again, Judge Simino inspired me. He said, I'm looking to, I want to see an improved paper. And so I really put a lot of effort into this paper, and I think it's a trial guide for you for guardianship proceedings. What I did, what's in this paper, it's the rules of evidence as they apply to guardianships. I put in every rule that you might see in a guardianship proceeding, and I left out everything that you would never see. Anything that has to do with criminal law, not in there. For each rule, there is commentary on the rule, and I tried to make it applicable to a guardianship proceeding. And for all of the rules of evidence, for any kind of evidence that you might want to try to get entered into a contested guardianship hearing, an evidentiary hearing, or a trial, I've given you the foundational elements that you'll need to get that evidence admitted. And there's also some forms in this paper. And let me just go through the pieces of the paper here. So we've got procedures for introducing evidence, laying the foundation, how to lay a foundation, how to handle exhibits,